Geneva. The World Health Organization, WHO, warned that funding cuts are disrupting healthcare in at least 70 countries, forcing closures of facilities, job losses among health workers, and a growing financial burden on patients. Speaking at the opening of the World Health Assembly in Geneva, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the agency faces a $600 million gap in its annual budget and is preparing for a 21% funding reduction over the next two-year period. Patients are missing out on treatments, health facilities have closed, health workers have lost their jobs, and people face increased out-of-pocket health spending, Tedros told delegates. The financial crisis is compounded by the expected departure of the United States, historically the WHO's largest donor. As Washington steps back, China is set to become the leading contributor of assessed state fees, one of WHO's two core funding streams alongside voluntary donations. Many ministers have told me that sudden and steep cuts to bilateral aid are causing severe disruption in their countries and imperiling the health of millions of people, Tedros said. Tedros urged member states to increase investment in global health, highlighting a stark contrast in global spending priorities. Countries spend vast sums protecting themselves against attacks from other countries, but relatively little on protecting themselves from an invisible enemy that can cause far more damage, he said. In response to the funding shortfall, WHO has already taken significant cost-cutting steps. It has reduced its workforce, narrowed its operational focus, and last week halved its senior leadership team. The annual assembly, bringing together hundreds of officials, donors, and diplomats, comes at a critical moment as WHO seeks to respond to global health threats like MPOX, cholera, and other infectious diseases, all while navigating unprecedented financial strain.